Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on December 4th, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include a visit from Booz & Company, the next big thing in marketing, the UVA Cup, and the holiday season. In our interview segment, we'll learn about the upcoming Week on Wall Street. First, here's the news. The United States will remain the world's dominant economy for the next 20 years. That's according to the CEO of Booz & Company. Shamit Banerjee visited Darden yesterday and spoke to students in the Abbott Auditorium. He's been with the global consulting firm for 17 years. While Banerjee said the U.S. will lead the way for the next two decades, he also said the world will be quite different in 20 to 30 years, as he noted a dramatic change of circumstances out there. He also shared his top 10 tips for building a career during his presentation, which was a part of the Dean's Leadership Speaker Series. For more information and for his top 10 list, check out the news section of the Darden homepage and Darden's MBA YouTube channel. She's the chief marketing officer of Mars Snack Food U.S., home of the popular M&M's candy, and she's a Darden graduate, Michelle Kessler. From the Darden class of 1989, visited the school yesterday and taught in the Hot Topics in Marketing class. Before she met the class, we talked to her about her job and about marketing in general. We asked her to look into her crystal ball and tell us what the next big thing will be in marketing.
I think one of the next big things is mobile marketing and really having marketing with you wherever you are. There are currently some ways to activate your cell phone or your smartphone wherever you are, but I think there'll come a time where even your surroundings, like out-of-home signage, will have the ability to change to meet your individual needs, and your own mobile device will be able to bring you the marketing that's important to you as an individual. It'll be different than the person standing next to you. I think that's the future.
That's Darden alumnus Michelle Kessler, Chief Marketing Officer of Mars Snack Food U.S. If you'd like to see our video interview with Kessler, check out the Darden MBA YouTube channel. Every December, a large group of Darden students heads to New York City to meet with the world's top companies. Darden's Week on Wall Street this year takes place December 14th through the 18th. Ed Yu is the assistant director and career consultant of Darden's Career Development Center. He organizes Week on Wall Street, and he's here to fill us in on all the details. Welcome to the podcast. I think this is the first time you've been a guest of ours.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Ken.
Yeah, great to have you here. This is quite an event. This is when I have the agenda in front of me of all of these companies. What are the goals? What are you trying to accomplish with Week on Wall Street, Ed?
Sure. Well, Week on Wall Street is a week-long event. It provides Darden first-year students with an exceptional opportunity to learn more about careers in Wall Street. During this week, students pursuing positions in investment banking and financial services travel to New York City to attend final presentations with some top companies. The scheduled presentations, which are for Darden students only, are set up by the Career Development Center at Darden. Mm-hmm. And this is also an opportunity for the companies to get to know the students and decide which students they will invite for the summer internship interviews in January.
So it's definitely not a one-way thing. It's a two-way thing.
Correct.
When I look at these companies, there are so many. How do you, for instance, Monday the 14th, you're going to three places. Tuesday is packed. You're going to so many companies. How do you decide where you're going and how do you put it together?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have sort of three groups of companies that are hosting our students. First, I would say are the major bulge bracket firms, including firms such as Goldman Sachs, Credit Suisse, Citi, Barclays Capital, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, so on and so forth. And then we also have some boutique firms such as Sagen Advisors, Rothschild, Piper Jaffray, that are more smaller firms, including restructuring firms like Houlihan Lokey and Miller Buckfire. And we also have a third group of companies that are financial services firms, including Marsh McLennan and Company and GM Treasury. And obviously, we want to make sure that students are able to travel from one company to the next without much trouble. Yeah. And so some of these companies are located in Midtown versus downtown, right. And we try to make sure that the meetings take place pretty in close distance. For example, Credit Suisse, Bank of America are both in Midtown, and then Citi actually is located in downtown that day. So logistics is a little bit complicated than what it may seem on paper, but yeah, we try to make sure that the students have a good travel throughout the week.
Yeah. Now, in the schedule you have some details that are listed. So each one isn't necessarily the same.
Correct.
What are some of the things that our students see and hear when they go to the different companies?
Absolutely. Some of the companies will have major keynote speakers. For example, head of investment banking group may talk about recent industry trends as well as what's happening with the financial markets. I think some last year we had Citi who brought one of their senior bankers, and it was highly, highly informative. We also had other companies who had more educational opportunities, like interviewing workshop. For example, we had Amy Hudson from Credit Suisse, who will also hold this workshop again this year. And she's the head of investment banking recruiting at Credit Suisse, and she'll also give a workshop regarding what they're looking for in an investment banking interview and how students can prepare for the interview in January. We also had banks such as UBS give an anatomy of a deal presentation where they talked about one of the major deals they worked on, a M&A transaction, and that was also highly informative and educational for our students too. Yeah. We also have some banks just have cocktail receptions for networking purposes too.
Are our alumni involved? Some
yes.
of these, I assume, are alumni at these companies?
Absolutely. Yeah. Alumni are highly involved with the Week on Wall Street. They take the time to meet current Darden students throughout the week.
Nice.
Usually, Darden alums are part of the recruiting team for the banks that they work for. Alums will be present to show support for the school and students and answer any questions that our students may have.
So a presenter may be a Darden alumnus or may not.
Correct.
It just depends.
Correct.
Yeah. How many students? I failed to ask that. How many people are you taking up there?
Close to about 100 students.
Wow. Yeah. And these are all first year?
Yes, first year students. Yes.
And the goal is to learn a little bit more and make some inroads as far as internships are concerned?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One thing I haven't mentioned yet is that students are able to also attend some of these more informal sessions. They have targeted informal cocktail events as well as dinners for a selected group of students. And students are also able to have information interviews during that week just to get to know more about the companies and the professionals who work for those firms.
Ed Yu from Darden's Career Development Center, best wishes for a successful week on Wall Street. And thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you very much, Ken.
It began as an idea here at Darden. It eventually became the University of Virginia Entrepreneurship Cup. Just before Thanksgiving, a panel of four investors and entrepreneurs served as judges in the event that attracted 70 student ideas in the university-wide competition. On November 20th, the finalists, six student teams, made their pitches to the judges. In the end, first place, which includes the cup and $20,000, was awarded to two doctoral students from the School of Engineering and Applied Science. Their idea was a belt-based life preserver. Other teams that made it to the finals represented the Curry School of Education, McIntyre School of Commerce, the Schools of Law and Medicine, and the Darden School. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. This week, we leave you with a sample of the Cold Call Chorus as they entertained the Darden community at First Coffee this morning with their holiday performance. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
On the sixth day of finals, my classmates came to me. 6 years and no more 5 hours of sleep. 4 cups of coffee, 3 broken spreadsheets, 2 market cases, and an LP in marketing.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.